Thoughts on Luke. Luke chapter 2 and verses 15 to 20. Shepherd's response. And there was a response. We can talk about it. We know what it was. Not, as so often today, just absorbing the news. People, they seem to me, believers, many, just go and are like blotting paper, go to church services, they call it, and absorb what comes over the pulpit desk. Now these shepherds speak against that. They've had some staggering news. They've seen wonderful things. The angel of the Lord, the great company of the angels. And they've been told some staggering news. An announcement has been made about this baby born in the locality. Now, what is their response to this? They talk to each other. Well, that's not much, is it? But verse 15 is very clear. They began to speak to each other about it. When you hear discourses, they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. What did they speak about? Recipes? The weather? Their illnesses or what? No, they talked to each other about what they'd seen and heard. And we know that because of verse 15. They said, let's go. Let's go and see for ourselves. We've heard this news. What's it about? We've got our sheep, George. We can't go. No, we better stay here with the sheep. Oh, no. No, let's go and see for ourselves. And so they went. Verse 16. No, that's not my version. That's not the Bible version I read. They dragged their feet there. No. So they hurried. There was no dawdling about it. There was no foot dragging. They didn't say, let's sit down and have another cup of coffee, shall we, before we go. No. How often today? We can hardly open the Bible. Let's get the coffee on, you know. We can hardly meet together before we've got to have some coffee or something like that. No, they go straight away. And where do they go? They go to Jesus. They go to where the baby is, verse 16. They went, and what did they see? They saw the family there, and they saw this baby, Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, the Emmanuel, God with us. They saw him in the manger. And what next? Well, it's time for another cup of coffee, isn't it? That's what it is today. We seem to live on coffee. No. What are they going to do? Verse 18. They spread the word. They began to speak about it. Not only to themselves, but to all who listened to them. And what were they doing? Verse 20. They were glorifying, praising God. Because all had been told them, just as, verse 20, just as they'd been told, just as it was, they saw it and they spoke of it. And it always is just as the Lord said. Well, now, I've gone over those thoughts very briefly, but I'll put it to you, my friend, there's plenty of application for believers today. There's too much dawdling about us, too much coffee swilling, too much chatter about nothing. Too much exchanging recipes and talking about nonsense. There's not enough Christ in it. There's not enough Christ in the preaching often. There's not enough Christ in our conversation. The object of their visit was to see Christ. And what do they make known? The Christ, the Messiah, the Jesus that they had seen. Well, that's a lesson or two for us all, isn't it? Oh, may God give us such a spirit. And if you're an unbeliever, the truth is, I know, there is no beauty in the Lord Jesus Christ that you should desire him. It's all a little nonsense to you. But those who have seen and heard the Lord Jesus and known him and trust him and love him know that he is the most precious of all. Unto you who believe he is precious, and these who find Christ precious, want to make him known.